श्री चैतन्य कृपा भर हो विभव भाराव अंधारको वंदे रूप सनातन रघु जुग श्री जीव गोपालको नाना शास्त्र विचार नैक निपुनो साधर्म संस्थापक लोकानां हितकारिणो त्रिभुवने मान्यो शरण्याकर राधा कृष्ण पदारविन्द भजना नन्देना मातालिको वन्दे रूप सनातन रघु जुगो श्री जीव गोपालको श्री गौरांग गुणार्णवर्णनविधो श्रद्धा समृद्ध्यान्वितो पापो ताप निकृन्तनो तनुभृतां गोविन्द गानामृतै आनन्दं बुद्धिवर्धनैक निपुनो कैवल्य निस्तारको वन्दे रूप सनातनो रघु जुगो श्री जीव गोपालको जग्त्वातुर्नमचेशमण्डलपति श्रीणिं सदा तुच्छवात् भूत्वा दीनगणेशको करुणया कोऽपी न कण्ठाश्रितो कोऽपी भवरसामृता दिलहरि कलोल नग्नो महुः वन्दे रूप सनातन रघु युगो श्री जीव गोपालको Kujat Kokela Hamsa Sarasagana Kirne Mayura Kule. Nana Ratna Nibadha Mula Vitapa Shri Yukta Vrindavane. Radha Krishna Maharnisham Prabhajato Jivartha Doyo Muda. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Shri Jiva Gopalako. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Krito. Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijito Chatyanta Dino Chayo. Radha Krishna Guna Smrite Madhurima Nandena Samohito. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Shri Jiva Gopalako. Radha Konda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tire Chavangshi Vate. Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Krasto Pramato Sada. Gayanta Chakadare Gunabaram Bhava Bibhuto Buddha. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Shri Jiva Gopalako. He Radhe Vraja Devi Kechalalite He Nanda Sunokuta. Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kuta. Kushanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure Kedair Mahavivalo. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Shri Jiva Gopalako.
В глубоком почтении я склоняюсь перед Шестью Госвами, Шри Рупой Госвами, Шри Санатаной Госвами, Шри Рагунатхой Батой Госвами, Шри Рагунатхой Дасом Госвами, Шри Живой Госвами, Шри Гопалой Батой Госвами, которые танцуют в экстазе, поглощенные пением святых имен Кришны. Они — океан любви к Богу, и поскольку они никому не питают вражды, они пользуются любовью и не и негодяев, и чистых людей. На них лежит благословение Господа Чайтаньи, и что бы они ни делали, каждому они приносят радость. Они целиком посвятили себя миссионерской деятельности, цель которой — спасти все обусловленные души материальной вселенной. Антрас. В глубоком почтении я склоняюсь перед Шестью Госвами, Шри Рупой Госвами, Шри Санатаной Госвами, Шри Рагунатхой Батой Госвами, Шри Рагунатхой Дасом Госвами, Шри Дживой Госвами и Шри Гопалой Батой Госвами, которые тщательно изучили богооткровенные писания, желая ради блага всего человечества установить вечные религиозные принципы. Почитаемые в трех мирах, они истинное прибежище для всех живых существ, поскольку охвачены чувствами гопи и поглощены трансцендентным любовным служением ради Кришны. Трячас. В глубоком почтении я склоняюсь перед Шестью Госвами, Шри Рупой Госвами, Шри Санатаной Госвами, Шри Рагунатхой Батой Госвами, Шри Рагунатхой Дасом Госвами, Шри Дживой Госвами и Шри Гопалой Барами, которые глубоко постигли Господа Чайтанью и потому замечательно описывают Его трансцендентные качества. Они способны очистить все обусловленные души от последствий их греховной деятельности, пролив на них дождь трансцендентных песен о Говинде. Они вызывают живых существ из всепожирающей пасти освобождения и обладают искусством углублять океан трансцендентного блаженства.
Attracted by the beautiful names of Krishna, which is not surprising. People are coming. It's not surprising that people are coming, because any intelligent person will try to understand that there's something more to life simply than living and dying. Any intelligent person must think, what is the purpose of life? Mostly, people we're born, we grow up. We eat, we grow strong, we grow old, and we die. But we don't think, what is the meaning of life? How did I get in this situation? What am I doing here? Or even if we think like that, the whole pressure of society is to make us not think like that. The whole society is simply based on, get some money, enjoy life, or at least survive, And don't think too much. Watch some sports on TV. Go to some movie. Buy some fashion boots. Go to the hairstylist and style your hair in various ways. So there are many diversions in modern society. But who is asking, what are we doing? What is the purpose of all of this? What are we living for? What is the meaning of all this? So in Krishna consciousness, the very beginning is answering this question and getting the answer. Krishna consciousness begins with the proposition, as stated in Sanskrit language, Atato Brahma Jignasa, that now we have reached the human form of life, we should inquire into the absolute truth. Now, inherent in this statement is the understanding that we have had many, 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 many births. It is not that when we were born, we began. We are eternal living beings. We have lived in many, many bodies, not only on this planet and not only in this species, but the human form of life is the best for spiritual inquiry. The dogs and the cats are also living beings, but their consciousness is not developed enough to inquire into spiritual subject matter. The cat or the dog is simply interested, where is food, where is sex, and then find some comfortable place to sleep nicely, and sometimes fight with other cats and dogs also. This is animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But in the human form of life, we have sufficient intelligence to ask why, what is going on, what is the essential meaning of life. So real human life begins with this question, and seriously inquiring. Because, after all, life is a serious business. Not business in the sense of monetary exchange, but it's a serious matter. We see that people are simply interested in material improvement. And they think that I will become happy like this. They think if I have the latest fashion boots or jeans, that will make me happy. But it doesn't. And actually, there's nothing in this world that can make you happy. Yes. Now, you may think, well, some people are happy. When the sportsman wins the game, he's jumping and he looks like he's happy. But that is not happiness of the soul. That does not satisfy the soul. That is only a temporary euphoria. After some time, the champion sportsman will grow old and he will be forgotten. Not to speak of growing old, often even in their youth, if the sportsman loses his ability, if he stops winning, then within 2 weeks practically he's forgotten. Everyone is struggling to be happy. But there's no happiness in this material world. There is a slight feeling of something resembling happiness. But as living spiritual beings, our inherent desire is to experience unlimited happiness at every moment. So Krishna consciousness begins with inquiring as to how to achieve eternal happiness. And not only is there inquiring, but there is finding the answer also. The answer to all these questions are given in the Vedic literatures. Ved means knowledge. In the Vedic literatures, you will find actual, factual information of everything in the universe, both gross and subtle, and even knowledge beyond the universe. After all, this material universe is, however big it may be, it is only a tiny, tiny part of the total manifestation of reality. The Krishna consciousness teaches through the Vedic knowledge that everything in existence is manifested by Krishna. Krishna is the name of God. The concept of God is a very much misunderstood one in the Western world especially. So therefore we prefer to say Krishna. Krishna is the personal name of God. If we say God, that gives a very vague idea. According to the English dictionary, God means the supreme being. So presumably it's the same in Lithuanian also. So the Supreme Being, that is a state of existence. That is the supreme position in all existence. But who is that person? The Supreme is a person. Who is that person? What is his name? His name is Krishna. This is the information given in Vedic literature. Krishna means the Supreme Being, who we are also living beings. We have an eternal relationship with Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Being. He is supremely powerful. He is also supremely blissful. As parts and parcels of Krishna, we are also meant to be blissful. But forgetting Krishna, we have come to this material world where there is repeated birth and death, where there is forgetfulness of Krishna, where there is lust, anger, envy, greed, where there is the constant attempt of one person to exploit another. Krishna consciousness is the process to transcend this state of bestial, material desires and emotions, and to come to our constitutional position of happiness in the service of Krishna. So there is a process to revive this dormant consciousness, Krishna consciousness. That is by chanting the names of Krishna. Actually, there are many things in Krishna consciousness, but the basis is chanting the holy names. There is much to be explained about this, but even without understanding it, if you take part in the chanting, it will have effect. Just like if you drink medicine, whether you understand how it works or not, it will act. So now we're going to chant Hare Krishna some more. We chant Hare Krishna a lot. The more the better. So Hare Krishna, we're going to chant for some time. And then we'll have more philosophical discussion. Hare Krishna.